الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program of this Islamic Studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to your authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your paper, pencil, pen, and particularly your Quran near you. Of course, have some way of taking notes, and Quran is the only text that is required for this class. So you can follow along with me as I read some of the various verses and the verses and chapters from this particular book, which is the last revelation sent to mankind. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners, our new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be on Iman, or faith. And so, meaning what I believe in and what you believe in and that sort of thing. Let me start this way by reading one of the chapters in the Quran, which is 109th chapter, and is chapter called Chapter Kafirun. And so I'd like for you to turn to it, and that's A-L-L-A-L, then a dash, K-A, F-I-R-U-N. So that's A-L, then a dash, then K-A-F-I-R-U-N. I hope that's what I said the first time, and I'm not trying to go too fast. Okay, so that's Surah Al-Kafirun. And so it's about the disbeliever, some people believe in and what others believe in. And so this particular surah or chapter came about, was one of the reasons it came about is because when the Prophet, may peace be upon him, he went to the Quraysh, to the people, and he said to them, you know, like, worship Allah and worship Allah only. And this is my estimation of this. And so, and worship Allah only. And so people, of course, didn't want to do that. And they sort of want to strike a deal with the Prophet. And I'll probably talk about this later on. They want to strike a deal with him. And basically what they said is that, look, we worship your God basically this year, and then you worship our God, meaning their idols and all, the next year. It's like the even years, we worship yours, and the odd years, you worship ours, something like that. So you get an idea of what I'm talking about. And so this particular Quran, this particular ayah of Quran, okay, or the chapter in the Quran came down kind of just clearing up things. And there are others that came down too, but I want to talk about this one in particular, which is Kafirun, or sometimes they call it El Kafirun. And so it says, so again, hope you should be there by now. So this is Suratul El-Kafirun, meaning the disbeliever. And it says, Ya ayyuhalladhina kafirun. Quli, Ya ayyuhal kafirun. La a'budu ma ta'budun. Wa la antum a'abidun ma a'abud. Wa la an a'abidun ma a'abattun. ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. And I wanted to apologize if I didn't put autocorrect Muckridge, autocorrect Tufts, autocorrect reading on that particular sore or chapter from the Quran with all of its rules and regulations attached to it. So I want to apologize for that, but let me move on. And so what it says is that basically it's saying, we say, O disbelievers, La abudu ma ta'budun, I worship not that which you worship. And then we move on, La antum abiduna ma a'bud. And here it say, okay, I worship not what you worship, nor do you worship whom I worship. And let's move to number four. Wala ana abidun ma abattu. And I shall not worship that which you are worshiping. Wala antum abiduna ma abud. Nor will you worship that which I worship. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. To you be your religion or your way or your deen, your faith, and to me my faith. And so I just want to, because a lot of the ayats, these particular verses, they basically sound the same, but and some are repeats, but they are different. Again, I'll read it again. Kuya ayu helikafirun. Say, O disbelievers, La abudu ma ta'budun, I worship not that which you worship. Wala antum abidun ma a'bud, nor do you worship whom I worship. And then number four, Wala ana abidun ma abattum, and I shall not worship that which you worship. Or who you are worshiping. Wala antum abiduna ma a'bud. That's number five. Nor will you worship that which I worship. And number six, lakum dinukum waliyadin. To you be your religion and to me my religion, or your way and my way. Or sometimes your deen and my deen. So I have various translations of it, this particular this last one, number six. Lakum dinukum waliyadin, to you your way or your religion, and to me mine. I want to keep everyone in mind. I want to kind of focus on that one just a little bit. And that is, sometimes, oftentimes, people think that you're supposed to worship the way they worship. And whomever they worship, they expect you to do so, or of course you're wrong. Or we're going to fight you or do all the things to you. No. The thing is, I have made my way of worshiping and what I worship, and I'm not, and you have your way of worshiping and what you worship. Don't bother me about how I worship, and I don't bother you about how you worship. Even this particular podcast, I'm only talking to you about what Islam is and what Islam is not. It would be your choice to make a decision. You know what? What the imam is saying, it sounds good. I like what he's saying, and it makes sense. And so, but I'm not forcing my faith or religion upon anyone at all. I'm just telling you what it is and what it is not. That's all that I'm telling you, and that it changes the hearts of the people. And that it changes the spirit of the people. And that people want to get qareeb, get close to Allah. Then they get close to Allah by obeying Allah and worshiping Allah and not being disbelievers. That's how a person gets closer to Allah. And so that's all that I'm trying to direct to you all as my students and explain to you what Islam is and what Islam is not. And understand that Islam is perfect. Muslims are not. Want me to say that again? Because maybe you missed it. Islam is perfect. It's perfected. But Muslims are not. And so they're going to make mistakes. And so when they make mistakes or sin, then they go to Allah and ask Allah, Ya Allah, forgive me. I made that mistake, whatever it was last night, Allah, or yesterday, or whatever. I please forgive me for this thing that I did. And so you ask Allah to forgive you. And Allah is most forgiving and most merciful, which I talked about this a few times already in some of my other classes that you all, many of you, attended. And so I just wanted to mention this thing to you all, is that we have our way of worshiping, and you have your way of worshiping. You have your religion, and we have our religion. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. You have your way or your deen, and we have our way or our deen or our religion. We don't force you to do Islam, and you don't force us to do your way. You may think that you're right. Okay, that's your choice. And I may think the same thing about what I'm saying. That is my choice. And then, of course, you could keep doing what you're doing, and I could keep doing what I'm doing, and that's it, and Allah would be the final judge over all of us. And all of us will stand before Allah naked and uncircumcised, standing before our Lord. And our Lord will judge accordingly. You practice this, and you practice this way. This was your deen, or your religion, and this was your deen or your religion. And then Allah will be the final judge of who was correct and worshiping him in the correct manner. And only placing him at the top, and no one else, no human being, no idols, anything like that, anything, any creation from Allah, that you decided to worship, that's wrong. But if you worship the Creator, which is Allah, Al Khalid, then you are correct, and Allah will be the final judge. Again, your text for this class is Quran, and just read it for yourself. Get clarity for yourself. And so we're talking about faith, and we're talking about your way, and you're talking about my way. And so let's talk about it a little bit more. And that is, and it says, Kuya ayyuhal kafirun. It's saying, oh disbelievers. We include every disbeliever on the face of the earth. Although at that time, we're talking about the Quraysh, the tribe of people, and how they worship and they believe, and the idols and the thing that they did at the time. And so here, Allah is talking about them in particular, but all of mankind. Oh, you who disbelieve, ayyuhal kafirun. Oh, you who disbelieve. And then it's talking directly to those who disbelieve. And then it says, I worship not that which you worship, meaning your statues and your rivals. This is something that we do not do. It's not part of the faith of Islam. So let me continue. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. Nor will you worship whom I worship, and he is Allah alone, who has no partners. So the word ma, meaning what, here means man. We don't worship what man worship, other than Allah. But so let's move on. And so the next ayat, the verse, it says, وَلَا أَنَّا عَابِدُمْ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدْ. And it said, I shall not worship, that's what you worship, nor will you worship whom I worship. Meaning we do not worship according to your worship, which means that I do not go along with it or follow it. I only worship Allah in a manner in which he loves and is pleased with. So I want my students to keep in mind what I'm talking about in the fashion in which I'm talking about worship Allah. And so let's get to the next one, which, وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. where it said, nor will you worship whom I worship, meaning you do not follow the commands of Allah and his legislation in his worship. Rather, you have invented something out of your own self, out of your own soul, or from yourself. And so we don't do that. Us as Muslims, we do not do that with no stretch of the imagination. And then, as I read to you all several times before, and that is, lakum dinukum waliyadin, to you be your religion and to me my religion. Basically, you have your way, and I have my way, my form or way of worshiping, and you have your form and way of worshiping. And so I just wanted to mention those things to you all. And I want you to understand what I'm talking about when you're talking about worshiping Allah. And understanding the Muslims worshiping of Allah and the fashion in which we worship Allah. Because Iman is very important to us. Iman, which means faith, is very important to us. Our faith in Allah, our belief in Allah, is very important to the Muslim. Maybe for some people it's not that important, but for us it is. It was narrated by Abu Umama, which is one of the Prophet's companions, and the Prophet, may peace be upon him, he said, if anyone loves for Allah's sake and hates for Allah's sake, gives for Allah's sake, and withholds for Allah's sakes, he will have perfect faith. So you want to have perfect iman, or perfect faith, then you have to do things for the sake of Allah, for Allah's cause, for Allah to be pleased with you. Allah loves something, then you love that thing too. You love for the sake of Allah. Allah loves this thing, and you love that thing, and you love that thing also. Or you hate for Allah's sake. If Allah does not like a thing, then you do not like that thing for the sake of Allah. Maybe inside, let's be real, you may like it as a human being, but because Allah does not like it, then you don't like it. And so I want you all to be clear with that, is that we like things or dislike things for the sake of Allah and seeking the pleasure of Allah. Allah, and also we give for the sake of Allah. We give people who are in need, whatever, for the sake of Allah. Here, this is for Allah's sake. I'm not bragging about doing what I'm doing for you. This is for Allah's sake. I'm not saying, look, everybody, I'm giving this poor person something to eat or something to drink. That's not doing it for Allah's sake. You're doing it to be recognized by the people. And for the people to say to you, man, that's a giving guy. Or that's a given woman. They are so kind to that person who's in need. That lady with that baby in her arms and they're begging for food. So he is so kind to them. Look at him. No, that's not the purpose. You wanted that? You wanted people to say that about you? And they said it? And so your reward on the day of judgment, you already received it. Which is the people verbally saying to you, they're praising you. Oh, this man gave to this poor person, this lady. All right, you give another person, let everyone know. Give another person for everyone know, because that's what you want. So you got your recognition. And for me and many Muslims, we want it for the sake of Allah. We don't expect any reward from anyone else but from Allah. Is like a right hand do not know what a left hand is doing, and a left hand does not know what a right hand is doing. Because we're doing it for the sake of Allah, and as secretly as possible, we are doing things for the sake of Allah. I mean, you can of course have healthy competition, a very healthy competition. You're not doing it to brag, but there were the great companions, which is Umar and Abu Bakr. They would basically be in competition with each other in giving. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, who's going to give towards this effort, whatever effort it was? And then Umar said, for example, he said, I'm going to give half of what I have. And then Abu Bakr, which is the father, which is the father-in-law and the first Khalifa or the leader of the Muslims at the death of the Prophet. And that, and then he said, well, I'm giving all that I have for this cause that you ask the people to give for. So this thing is a healthy competition of giving. So that is okay because you have the example. But the thing is that we're not doing it to brag to the people or get in front of the people and say, I'm giving. No matter what religion you or faith you're about, or individual, you're giving and let everyone know, look, I gave. Make sure that people know that I gave. And you're giving it because you want a certain status, a certain level, position, wherever you are. So you give more so that you can reach that status of people recognizing you. And that's your reward. The recognition from the people, you got that. But for myself and others, we want recognition from Allah for the good that we're doing to helping other people. And also when you do things withheld for the sake of Allah. We hold things back for the sake of Allah, and you will have perfect faith, perfect iman if you did these things. Love for the sake of Allah, hate for the sake of Allah, give for the sake of Allah, for Allah, hold back for the sake of Allah, and that person will have perfect faith. Let me read something else by Abu Huraira, and I think I mentioned this before. And that he was one of the companions of the Prophet, may peace be upon him. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, may peace be upon him, said, a man set out to visit a brother in faith in another town, and Allah sent an angel on his way. When the man met the angel, the latter asked him, Where do you intend to go? He said, I intend to visit my brother in this town. The angel said, Have you done any favor to him? He said, no, I have no desire except to visit him because I love him for the sake of Allah, the Exalted, the Glorious. Thereupon the angel said, I am a messenger to you from Allah to inform you that Allah loves you as you love him for his sake. It's such a beautiful thing that is mentioned here. Is that this man, no one knows he's going. Allah knows he's going. No human being knows he's going. But he on this road, and he's going to see this individual. He don't owe any money. The individual doesn't owe the man any money, and the man doesn't owe the individual any money. I'm just going to see this man for the sake of Allah. Because of that, and that's it. No more than that. I'm not asking anything from him because I love my brother for the sake of Allah. And so the angel said, "Look, I'm the angel from Allah that let you know, dispatched by Allah. And I asked you these questions: where you going, why you going, and then basically you made it clear to me why you going and where you going. And so." He said, Allah love you. And the man, he said, I love my brother. My brother for the sake of Allah. That's the only reason that I'm going. And so the angel said to him, and you all heard me say it, Allah loves you as you love him for his sake. That's it. No more than that. That's a very beautiful thing that Allah says and sent an angel to tell you Allah loves you. Because you love for Allah's sake. You love your brother for Allah's sake. Or you can also say your sister for Allah's sake. Because you may do something just for that person's sake. That is part of Islam. That's the beauty of faith. Is that you love something clearly. Not to be praised by the people. Not to get recognized in a newspaper. Or on the internet or anything like that. Social media. You're just doing it because you love this individual for the sake of Allah. And that's it. I'm just visiting him for the sake of Allah. And that's it. Which shows the level of the person's iman, the person's faith. that they're going to see the individual for the faith, for the sake of Allah. And then there's another hadith of saying from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he said, Anas ibn Malik was the name of the individual. The Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, there are three things. Whoever attains them will find themselves, or find therein the sweetness of faith. When Allah, the Mighty, the Sublime, and the Messenger, may peace be upon him, are dearer to him than all else. That's number one. When he loves for the sake of Allah and hates for the sake of Allah, that's number two. And then number three, when a huge fire be lit and he falls into it, then associates nothing with Allah. Does having that love for Allah, I'm not associating any partners with Allah. You can do whatever you want to me. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to associate partners with Allah. It's like what they did to Prophet Abraham. He was the one who did not want to worship the idols that his own father made. And the people came back. I told the story to you all before. And they were mad because he destroyed their idols. And they made a big fire, about three stories high, and they threw him in the fire. And he still did not give up that I'm going to worship Allah and worship Allah alone. He did not give that up. You all have lakum din. You have your way and I have my way. Your way is worshiping idols, and my way is not worshiping idols, but worshiping he who created the material for you to make those idols. And so I just wanted to mention that to my students. He's talking about the sweetness of faith, and of course, loving Allah and a loving His prophet, that they both are dearer to Him than anything else. And he loves for the sake of Allah, and also he does not associate anything at all with Allah. Nothing. Also, as mentioned by Abu Huraira, he was one of the prophet's companions, and he said, Which deed is best? And he said, the prophet said, faith in Allah and His Messenger. So these are the best deeds. These are the deeds that get you closer to Allah. And also, it shows iman. It shows your faith. That the best deed, the best thing you can do is the worship of Allah and obeying this prophet. Ati Allah, Ati Rasul. Obey Allah and also to obey His Messenger. I want to mention one other thing, and that is the Muslim, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hand the people are safe. And the believer is the one from whom the people's lives and wealth are safe. So I want you all to please keep that in mind, is that our tongue is not to hurt anyone. Our hand is not to hurt anyone. And then the people in general, we don't harm their lives and we don't harm their wealth. Both are safe. That's our way and that's our deen. And that's the way of the Muslim. And the last thing I want to mention, I mentioned this before, is that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, when a man commits fornication, faith departs from him, and there is something like a canvas roof over his head. And when he quits that action, faith returns. So no one wants that faith to be taken away from him. Because he's committing whatever act that he's committing. He has iman, but once he commits those acts, fornication or whatever, theft or whatever, then his iman leads him while he's doing that act, and then when he finishes, then his faith, his iman come back to him. And so, my beautiful students, you have been attending the Islamic Faith Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan Ayamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.